Okay, let us carry on. Simon Tov Lamet Dalet. Sif Aleph. Okay. I must, before we proceed, share with you an interesting... I got a text message from Benji Goldberg, who a very loyal listener to the share, just a virtual listener. He shared with us a very interesting behetev in the name of the Achoinim, that we said last year that if you clean the house thoroughly, still got to do a bdika on Leil Bdikas Chometz. That's what the Mishnah Berurah paskens. He pointed out that the Behetev holds that you don't have to, which is interesting. We've got to keep that. The Behetev is actually concerned about if you've got an absolutely clean house, how can you make a bracha on the Bdikas Chometz? He's really concerned about that. But as we said, Mishnah Berurah, we discussed the Mishnah Berurah last year. Right, okay. Simon Tov Lamed Dalet Dinim HaNoyagim Techev Acha Abdika. Okay. Acha Abdika, after the Abdika. Yeniza B'chometz, you must be careful with chometz. Shemeshay La'atznir, you keep it nicely on the side. Kidei in order shalo yitztarech Abdika Acheres, in order that you don't have to do another Abdika. This is, yes, it's halacha, yes, but it's also common sense, really. So after the Abdika's chometz, you make sure that the chometz is nicely kept aside. So they're particularly concerned about mice. Kugoin, Hitlenu Achba Befonov, make sure that it's not available and accessible for potential mice. Oi, im Yach Salach, Moikun Cheniach, Esek, Kikoz, Vim Sotesha. You've got to keep an eye that if you put 10 pieces of bread, you don't suddenly fall next day, you suddenly see there's only 9 there. So all these concerns, you just make sure that you hide the found chometz, that you found in Dikas chometz, that you found it. Put it safely in a safe place. Make sense? Avol bistam. What happens though? Avol bistam. If you don't know exactly what's going on, she'eni adam chosim emenu im lav. But what if you're not sure anymore? So you're concerned. That actually, yes, could be that maybe did they not put away some more chametz? Did they not put away the 10 piece of chametz and? Later on, you check and you see it's only 9. Is that a problem or not? If you know you had another, you had a few slices of bread, you know for sure you had found them and you put them aside and now they're gone. So what's, you know for a fact, there was chometz and you put it aside and now it's gone. So that is a problem. Let me continue with the Shulchan Aruch. V'im kofal of kli. If you turned a keli on top of the chometz, and then after sees you can't find it anymore, you don't have to do a bdika again. In other words, if I have put a piece of chometz away safely, and I know for sure that it was there, and I know for sure it's not here anymore, then we've got to be concerned. Because it could easily be that there was a mouse that came and he took it and he schlepped it to the other side of the house. So I've got to do another bdika. Yes, I do. If there was chometz there and it's not there anymore, I've got to assume that it's been misplaced and it's somewhere else in the house. However, if it was covered, there was chometz there and I put it aside and I've covered it up. There was a key there, I put something on top of it. Do you know what? I put perhaps even a, do you know what? I put a bread, bread bin. Oh, I put it, I know it was, there was a weight on top of the chometz, and now it's disappeared. I don't have to do another bdika again. Why?
In the evening?
Yes, in the evening.
What happens if it's missing in the morning? What I'm saying is, in the evening it's unlikely. You know, you've done your bdika, you go to bed, and then in the morning, you find instead of 10, there's 9. So then what do you do? It's more likely you're going to lose.
Yes, so there will be the same halacha. However, yes, you have to do another bdika. Yes, if there's a genuine concern that perhaps a mouse came, a squirrel came, perhaps a baby came and misplaced it elsewhere, you've got to do another bdika. Yes, I don't know where it is. I know it was somewhere. I know there was a 10th piece. I don't know. It's gone now. It can't just vanish. It's probably just been misplaced. However, if there was something on top of it, you do not need to do another bdika's chametz. Why not? A beautiful svara. Why not? Exactly, because that's... No, but that's... Oh, it's a good... I was worried about the baby question, but let's leave out the... This is human-made. This is human-made. If there was a bread that was in a bread box or a bread bin, and it's not there anymore. It can only be, and it's covered up again nicely as before, it can only be a human, an adult who did that. It can only be, and therefore, if it was an adult, sensitive adult, you know that he's probably just cheating, and he ate it, and it's gone, right? Yeah, you know, you can, it's safe to assume that he wasn't a squirrel, now the baby's a good question, I don't know about that. Because if it's safe to assume, if there's a reasonable chashash that a baby took it, then you probably do require another bdika. That's, I know it's not like Loshon of Shulchan Aruch, but
that... In the evening when you do it, right, you do it in 10, 15, 20 minutes, whatever, you've done it, then you go to bed. Why are you going to say you're going to lose it in the evening if you've just done
if, it? If everything is in the morning in the same place that you kept it, yeah, fine.
You're saying it's in the evening still.
No, it doesn't have to be in the evening. You're quite right. It could be the same scenario in the morning as well. The point being that you left it unsupervised. Okay, of kli. So ultimately, Shulchan Aruch top line says what you've got to do is keep something on top of the chometz, or keep it high up on the top shelf, somewhere high up, or keep it in a closed, enclosed box, that a mouse can't come and reach. So that's really what we've got to make sure, that it's in a safe place. I wonder, my wife asked, on Erev Pesach, well, if you put in a plastic bag, is that good enough? So you've got the leftover chometz. Remember, if you've got a family, you've got wife and kids, so you want to still have chometz on next day, right? You want to have some chometz still the next, on Erev Pesach in the morning, you still want to have some chometz. So what's the best way to keep that chometz? And this is common sense, but what's the best way to keep it? So we're learning you have to make sure that it's not hefkadik. Okay, I understand that, because if it's hefkadik, you don't know where it's gone, you know where it is, you don't know where it, but is it good enough to keep it in the plastics, wrap it up in a plastic and keep it aside? Or does it literally need to be high up, in a box, enclosed?
A mouse could drag,
though. Yeah, rats for sure can, you're right. Yeah, rats can do anything, you're right. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so the mice, I still think it's fine. If it's something, I don't know what you think, in a bag, for until the next day? I think that it's probably good enough.
In our houses nowadays, how much do you take the chashash of?
In England, I think it's a very serious concern.
Rats, but
there's plenty of rats
here. You normally know if there's a rat.
They say they cannot make three steps without having stepped in London. That's what they say, no?
I know, but you normally know a rat's come actually into the house.
Yeah. Right.
So are we
still concerned? Yeah, I don't. Good question. I don't know. I don't know. You're right. It's a gemara. I don't know. I think that still. I would say, Misvah, that since nowadays there is still, and it's still something which is fairly common, it's not rare to have mice or rats in London. So I would say that probably the chashash is still there. It's still relevant. Yeah. Okay. Okay, now, the Mishnah does point out in Sifkot and Dalet in the bottom line, again, make sure that you keep the stuff where babies cannot reach. Mishnah is very busy with babies. You've got to make sure that babies cannot access the chometz. All right, Siv Beis. Okay, you've kept the chometz safely. You made sure no mice can access it. You made sure that no babies can access it. You made sure that it's all safe and sound. Now, acha b'dika, after the b'dika, subsequently, miyad balayla, straight after the b'dika by night, what do you do? Straight after the b'dika. What do you have to do straight after the b'dika? Yeah, kol chamira, you make the bittel, you annul the chometz. V'yoyma, and you say, kol chamira, any chometz, the isa b'shusi, which is my domain, t'loy chazisei, which I have not seen, v'd'loy bi'arte, which I did not remove, levatel, should be become bottle, v'lehaven, should be ka'af for the arsh, be like, worthless, and that's considered that is the bittul. Continues the Ramah, and he says the following: V'yoyma, and you should say habittul, the bittul, peloshen shemev. You should say the bittul in the language that you understand. V'imamu peloshen hakodesh, and if you said in Hebrew peloshen hakodesh, kol chamira kol chometz v'soel. When you say kol chamira, that includes any type of chometz. Avol b'shale shoynois, but in any other languages. But you have to mention any types of chometz in its own words. Well, how do we say it in English? If you say it in English, how do you translate Kol Chamiya? How do you say it? And what else? What's the Lashon? You say the expression of Chometz? Yeah, how do you say it in English? Does anybody say it in English as well? Leaven, you say that. So you've got to translate. Yes, that's what Shulchan Aruch means. That's what the Gemara says. That when you say Kol Chamira, Kol Chometz V'Sa'oy, it includes any types of Chometz. Now, continues the Shulchan Aruch, V'toiv L'Achsoy, it is proper, it is right, it is correct, it's good practice, L'Achsoy, to repeat, Levatloy, and to do another Bittul, Pam Acheres, next time, another time, P'yom Yudalet, you do another Bittul. When do we do the Bittul normally? In the morning, when? After burning. You serve Shor Chamish at the end of the fifth hour. Kodim Shtigia Shor Shis, before the sixth hour. Shibach Shadia Shor Shish is once the sixth hour starts already. Nesat, and it's already forbidden to possess Chometz. Ve'em Be'od Elat, and you cannot do Bittul anymore. That's the ironic part. Not ironic. But that's the catch 22. That you cannot do Bittul, Chometz, once there's an Issa of Chometz. Bittul only works before there's an Issa. Because, as the Gemara explains, what's the reason? Because once chametz is also a Torah, it has no value anymore. You cannot do bittul something which is not yours, which is also be'ano. It doesn't work. So bittul, by definition, is to be prior to Pesach and before the sixth hour, and that's why you have to make sure when you do the bittul, you have to do it before Shor Shishis. Ve'ein levatel b'yoyim, and you should only do the bittul ela only la'achas Torah v'chametz. The Gemara finishes off and says, you've got to do the bittul after you burn the chometz. You have to do the bittul after burning the chometz. Because what would happen if you'd burn the chometz, if you do the bittul and then afterwards you'd burn the chometz? What would be the problem with that? It's not yours anymore. By doing the bittul, you've done it, you've annulled it. It's not yours, it's ownerless, it's hefka. And then you're doing a sefer of chometz, which is not yours, which you're not making the mitzvah of sefer. In other words, you still remove the chometz. You're not over on bali or bali motze, but in terms of the mitzvah of tashbisu, you're making the mitzvah of tashbisu in a much higher level if it's your chometz. Therefore, ensure to do the bittul after the burning of the chometz, the second bittul. Okay. So the first bittul, what's the difference between the first bittul and the second bittul? What's the difference between the first bittul and the second bittul? Awesome, very good. Because the first bittul is the bittul that, let's see what the Mishnah Berurah says. Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Zayin, Teloi Chazise v'deloi Bi'arte, which these are the words that we say by night. Teloi Chazise, which I have not seen, v'deloi Bi'arte, which I didn't remove. Avol, but Mashiro'a v'bi'er, but what I found and what I've got, einam evatel ma'achshav, I'm not annulling now. Shariroi tzelechol, because I still want to eat, oid, ma'ashemeshaya, I still want to eat some chometz. It would be properly dishonest to say, I'm evatel any chometz in the world. It's not true. You're a liar. You don't want to evatel any chometz. You want to still have breakfast tomorrow. You still want to have Cheerios, and for the first, you want to wash, you want to have Cheerios, you want to have some cake, you want to have biscuits, you want to finish off with some, and all that you need to have for breakfast, and so, come on, it would be very wrong if you'd say, I'm vatel any chometz, but I'm vatel any chometz. So specifically what we are saying is, to loy chazi say, I'm only mavatel chometz which I have not seen, but the chometz which I have seen, I still want to eat, thank you very much. And additionally also, because I want to do mitzvah sefer on the chometz tomorrow, which is the ma'an chometz. I'm not annulling, I'm doing bittul on everything, and I will only do the final, complete, ultimate bittul after the burning of the chometz on the subsequent day. Just do the second bittul. Just do the second bittul. Why can we not just rely on the second bittul? Why not the second? What do you say? Why can we not just do what? What do you say? Which Mishnah Berurah?
It's to do with the
chashash Yeah, but the question is, why can you not just do the second bit? Let's see. Ah, yeah. Very good. Yeah, thank you very much. Towards the end of Sefkot Yudalev. Mikol Mokem en Lismech al Bitl Ayoim. You cannot rely completely on the Bitl by day. Shvelo Levatl Balailo. And to forget about the Bitl by night. The Chashinon, we are concerned. Sheishkach Levatl Atshor Shishis. Perhaps you're going to forget to do Bitl. The Oz Loi Mahane Bitl. You're going to maybe delay the Bitl by day. And if it's too late, then you've done a bad one then. So just in case, better safe than sorry, as they say, you do Bitl by night as well. Thank you very much. Again? Correct. No. So that's not good enough. Yeah. So you've got that. Yeah.
So you still might forget.
Yeah, I know, but I suppose, yeah. Yeah.
I'll be over on that.
Yeah. Okay. Why is it important? The Ramah told us that you must say the Bittl in a language that you understand. Why? Why do you have to say the Bittl in a language that you understand? What if you don't understand? What if you say it in because without understanding it, says the Mishnah Berurah in Sefkot and Tes, first wide line. Beloshen Shemevin, Shera Bittl Umitoras Efka. Bittl works as you're making it hefka, you're making it ownerless. By the way, this is not all the Rishonim all like that, but that's how the Mishnah Berurah lands over here. It's Umitoras Efka. Bittl is, I'm making the Chometz ownerless. This is not mine. Can't be over, it's not mine. It's not mine. If you don't know what you're talking about, how can you make a Bittl? How can you make something ownerless without understanding? If I would say now, I'm mafka this hat and I'm saying it in Chinese, would it work or not? I don't know what I'm saying. Somebody tells me, say the following words. Hang gong, hang ding, hat, not yours, dong. If I don't understand what I'm saying, if I'm just repeating words, then it's not a bittul, it's not a hefka. Therefore, Valkane, therefore, you've got to say it in the Lashon and understand. Valkane, therefore, Tov Lilmoid Lame Oretz, therefore, it's important to say to the people who are not so knowledgeable, She'en Mevin Lashon HaKodesh, you don't understand the exact precise translation of Lashon HaKodesh, Hoy Isha, or a woman who does the bittul, should say in the lashon that it's important to understand what they're saying. The hainu, and then here there is the Mishnah Berurah says it in Yiddish. Vim ama bel ama oretz b'loshon hakodesh, and if a ama oretz says it in loshon hakodesh, im yedelefoch in a bittul, if he understands pretty much the concept, what he's saying, Shedeshim Havkir Chemtzoy, understands, I'm making my Chometz ownerless, Yotzeb Adyevet. It doesn't have to have literal translation of every word. If you don't understand, Loi Biarte, if you don't understand exactly what it means, the Isab Shusi, all these words, if he doesn't understand that, it's still Yotzeb Adyevet, as long as he knows the concept, and I'm removing my Chometz. But if he has no idea what he's talking about, Vesoiva Sha'oima Ezet China, and he thinks that he's actually saying some davenings, this is a tefillah. I will never forget witnessing somebody who after Bittl Chometz said, Amen. Amen. So, yeah. Have care for that. Amen. I said, all right, okay. Okay, they better say it in English again. Because it's not a tefillah, it's not a trine, it's making a hefka, right? When I say this hat is not mine anymore, I'm mafka it, you know, you don't say amen to that. So you've got to make sure that people understand what you are actually. Now, is there an inyan? I never know. Is there an inyan to say it in Lashon HaKodesh? I'm sorry, it's a big. I don't want to sound too. To heretic over here, I don't know. Is there any point saying Lashon HaKodesh? I mean, let's say you're doing Bittl Chometz, yeah, and let's say you've got young kids or you've got maybe your wife is not so familiar, whatever. Is there, you take the machsa or the, you're saying it in, why can you not just say it in English? Okay, so you say it in English, the proper art school will get it right. You said, I wonder, is any point in... Yeah, Torah Nedarim.
If you don't understand
Yeah, you've got an Yeah, that's a bit different because there's so many halachic subtle nuances that it has to be said correctly. So the Rosh Hakodesh, it might be a bit of an element of comparison. Yeah, but I want to know, what is any point? How many is al pikabula? Is it al pikabula? Is it to is it mystical? Yeah, so it's interesting. I did see this today for the first time. I saw this. What you're saying, I saw this for the first time. I was pretty shocked. But yes, there's an element because, and I'll tell you what I saw. Now, you can take it or leave it. You can take it or leave it. This is a pshat which I never heard before. I never saw before. But today, I saw the following pshat. There is an element. I want to tell you the truth. I don't feel comfortable at this spot at all. But at least it answers, to some extent, the question. There is an element of, we know that we've got, there's a mitzvah, there's an issa of bizot, we've got baltashchis basically. We've got to look after food, right? We don't chuck bread on the floor. We don't tread on it, right? We've got to make sure that we look after food. Has to be. It's important, right? Bizon oichlin is it's an issa. Baltashchis is an issa. Dabonon probably, but it's an issa. So there is that element, that nuance, that thing that, if you just like the mafkia of the food, mafkia, it's a bit against our, I won't say ethos, no, that's the wrong word. It's a bit, how should we say it elegantly? It's perhaps not, so therefore we're saying it in a slightly different language to point out and to ensure that we're doing this a bit more elegantly, shall we say, that there's an, because when you are doing the bittul chometz, how can you treat the, burning the food, getting rid of it? So therefore, we're saying it in a loshna, we're saying it in a different, slight different language, to make it not as to hear them all. I don't feel comfortable with this word. I really don't. But yes, that's true. But that's different. I got that. I find it's a bit different than. It's also not a proper part of that God, and it's not an intrinsic part of that God. So but I don't know. But we're going to do it in Lashon HaKodesh, we're going to translate it after into English. I think that's the best. You can translate in Yiddish as well. But if you wanted, you've got this Mishnah over here that tells us how to translate into Yiddish. It's actually German, not Yiddish here. All right, okay. But the very important and essential halacha in this if is the timing. And that's really important to make sure to do it before the sixth hour. Because if you do it after that, the bittul is useless. Now, Siv Gimel addresses again Rabbi Feingold's point. Bittul by day you say the chazise, which I found and which I haven't found, which I've removed, v'doloi be'ate, that I haven't removed. Here we're including everything. Why are we including everything? Because that's the ultimate bittul here. Everything I saw and what I didn't see, what I've removed, what I haven't removed, what I've found, what I haven't found, I don't care. Any chometz which may be potentially a problem, I want to be mevatel that ka'af for the hour. And that's you've got to be done before Shah Shishis. Yeah, and let's just finish off with Siv Dalet. That's an interesting halacha. Shluchas yochel levatel. You can send a shliach to the bittul. Now, I don't know why you want to send a shliach. I never understood that. I've got a gemara which when I was in Gateshead, Gideon, when we were in Gateshead, we learned Pesachim, right? No? Or maybe not. Oh, no, it wasn't me, yeah. Pesachim. So I wrote on the side, on Shluch Yochel Vatel, I don't know why a person would want to would send a shliach to the bittul. If I want to get rid of my chometz, right? I can say, instead of saying kol chamir v'chid b'shusi, I can ask you, please, you have to do bittul on my behalf. Now, but do it from where you are. Do the bittul yourself. I'm not talking about the bdika. Bdika, you're right. I agree with you. But the bittul, do it wherever you are. Do it and say it.
Yeah,
Why wouldn't I send a messenger? Do you mind to do bittul for me? Do you mind? It would take me just as long to do it myself. I never understood that. But that's what Shulchan Aruch says. You can. I can ask you to do my bittul. You can ask me as well, for that matter. But so, Shluch HaShliach Levatel, you can ask HaShliach to bittul. Yeah? I don't think it matters. So, so if you're asking somebody else, are you doing it by text message? Please do bittul. B-I-T-L, whatever. Tanas Dibur. Right, Tanas Dibur is... I don't know why. But anyway, that's Allah is love we aid and shame about that. Shlucha khlavat you can ask shlach to bitl. Ok, shmavat shlach tzarich shiyam a chemtze shel plenty a bottle. And when you're doing it as a messenger, if you're doing it on my behalf, what words do you have to use? Do you say, what do you have to actually say? What would be the, if you're my shlach, what would you say? The chometz. Bishusso, you have to say, the chometz, his chometz, and not his chometz, which is in his domain. You have to say that it's not yours. Never your bottle should be bottle. You can do bittle wherever you are. So you can be in a, you can be on that a cruise in the Pacific Ocean, on his Pesach cruise, which costs $52,000 apparently, and you can be Pesach there. That's fine, but and you can still do the bittle of your chometz in your mansion in you know, wherever it is. It works. You can do bittul chometz wherever you are. So if you may know Shabbatal Battle Bemokam Shu, you can do bittul wherever you are. If you may know Sikain, Tov Shivatl Ishta and his wife, if his wife stayed behind and he went on his own to the cruise, because it was just too expensive for two passengers, so he decided to go on his own. It's fine, you can do the if she's behind, then she should rather do the bittul own. But otherwise, no problem, you can do the bittul. Pardon? If they let.
Yeah, if they don't let.
Make sure that it's not making a hole in the bottom.
If they don't let, can you just throw it
overboard? Yes, you could, yeah. Mefar Bavir, absolutely, yeah. Yeah. So, yeah. Yeah, so... yeah, so bittul chometz, but a woman can do bittul chometz on behalf of her husband. Yeah, that, so that happens. If, let's say... So if let's say the husband got caught up at work, he really planned to be back. He had to go in Erev Pesach. Imagine the following. He had to go to work on Erev Pesach. He had to do a couple of hours of work. And he thought he'll be back for the burning. Lemaise didn't make it. And he's not going to make it home. It was delayed traffic. And he didn't make it back for the bittul and for the burning. So, and he can't, he's not really, he's driving now. He can't, Bluetooth not working, whatever. He can't now. So can the wife do bittul? Chometz, yes or no?
Yes.
Why machlokes?
Well, that's why he's
toiv. Yeah, but it is, toiv shivatl ishto, yeah. But the meiser, it's the best, it's better. He should do it. He should do it on his behalf. Yeah, no, because as opposed to he can... but she can. She definitely can. What's better? The question is what's better? Is it better if he does it? Or is it better if... Yeah, so that's a tov shivatl ishto. Definitely that should be there. Okay, Abba, so just so much we covered this evening. Besides Ishmael, we learned that. Where do we start? Where do we start tonight? We started off with Lamed Dalet. We learned after Bdika, make sure that you keep the chometz safe. First Bdika by night, you're not including which chometz? First Bdika by night, you're not including what you're going to eat, chometz that you're aware of, chometz that you know. That's not included. You can do a bit of chometz in any language, as long as you actually understand it. And by the bit by day, when you say any chometz that you have, you don't, you have seen, you haven't seen. Shliach works, shliach doesn't work.
Works,
shliach works. And the wife can also do bittul. That's the inyonim that we covered this evening. Again, Rabbi said tomorrow no shir, and we'll continue mitzvah simon tof lamed hey on
Sunday.
Beis Hashem isbarach shemai. Good evening.